Music matters,
you know?
The music matters. The music matters.
Music matters.
The music matters,
you know?
Music Matters on 3CR.
It is 3 o'clock and you're listening to 3CR, coming to you today as always from 3CR studios on stolen lands, the lands of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung peoples. And I just want to pay my respects to their elders past and present, and extend that respect to any First Nations mob listening in today. Sovereignty never ceded. And today I especially want to acknowledge any brother boy or sister girls listening in to the show, and just acknowledge the lineage of gender diversity alive on this continent, and yeah, just extend my respect and solidarity to all rainbow and trans mob out there. My name is Mars. I'm really excited to be here today presenting a special edition of Music Matters for Trans Day of Audibility. Want to give a big shout out to all the amazing trans and gender diverse programmers and presenters and volunteers at 3CR, everyone who's prepared an amazing show for today, and especially to Tilda for getting this day up and running. It's been going for 5 years now, which is just incredible. So it is Music Matters, so I'm mostly here to play music today. We've had lots of incredible conversations about trans life through the day, but I think I'm really looking forward to playing you some trans artists, and to also just situate, you know, trans creativity and trans artistry in the broader context of this current moment. Just to acknowledge that trans life is pretty hard right now. And on top of that, you know, to be trans and to have a public life as a musician or another creative, it's another layer of kind of being open to public scrutiny. And on top of that, you know, it's pretty amazing and incredible for trans artists to be able to hold on to and cherish a creative practice in these times. So, yeah, I just want to honour that with the artists that we're hearing today. You know, I think that trans creativity and world building is really special and something that's so needed at this time. So many trans artists are such incredible visionaries and help us to imagine new worlds that are more just, more safe and more kind for all of us. So in light of the current political climate, I'm wondering if you're listening today, how can you support the trans artists in your life and in your communities? I think if you're looking for a first step, something that you could do is to be to check out any of the artists that I play today on Bandcamp and make a purchase. You know, go to a show. These are things we say every Music Matters, but especially when you're listening to trans artists, it's important to get behind the people who are out there doing their best. Also just want to acknowledge today, you know, it's not also only Trans Day of Audibility, but also Buy a Trans Woman a Pizza Day, honouring the life and legacy of Mira Bellwether, author of the very important zine, Fucking Trans Women. So if you're listening in and you just heard that, you know what to do. Buy a trans woman a pizza. So now that we've got through all of that, I want to also, you know, get into the actual show. So today I'm really excited because we have the wonderful Ev Morris in the studio. He's going to be performing live, mostly improvised piano for us. Been in there with the soundcheck and it's sounding really great. Ev's an amazing artist, composer, community member who's been involved with queer, trans and feminist music communities in this city for many years. You may know his previous work in Pikelet, as well as his solo piano release through Milk Records. As well as that, just going to be playing heaps of great music by trans artists. Trying to mostly keep it local and share some local trans histories alongside the artists. And, you know, just to put a general language warning across the show today, probably going to be some explicit language, so just be aware of that. But we're going to start off gently today. We'll hear from Ev pretty soon, and then we'll move into a bit more electronic stuff. So I'm just going to start off with some tracks that have kind of been beacons of trans affirmations for me through the years. This one's by Callan. It was first released officially in 2020, but she was playing this song for many years before the release of this track, and a particular performance that stood out to me was one 10 years ago, which is wild to think about, but June Jones, who at the time was the lead singer of the band Two Steps on the Water, really important trans band in the city's history, put on the showcase transgenre 2 years in a row, and Callan's performance of this song, You Are the Most Beautiful Girl in the World, left the room really, really vibrating. So I hope you enjoy this expression of trans love. You're on 3CR.
Thank you. see you fall. I want to see you get back on. When your face was forming and the world was red and mud, it always does. You're like a yo-yo that blows in the dark. What makes you special?
That one is the beautiful Yo-Yo by Two Steps on the Water off their 2016 album, God Forbid Anyone Look Me in the Eye. And that song was a real beacon for, I think, a lot of the trans community here in NAM. And yeah, I still feel really emotional listening to that song, both just because it's so powerful, but really because what it meant collectively. Two Steps on the Water were a really special band in this city. And yeah, the singer June Jones is an incredible musician. I'll play some of her new stuff later on the show. And yeah, she really did a lot of beautiful organizing for the trans community at that time and still now. And I think the scene and the queer community is really indebted to both her beautiful music and also the work she did bringing trans artists together back around 2016, 2017. So it's lovely to get the chance to play that song again on the radio. And before that, we heard from Callan with The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. This is Mars. It is Trans Day of Audibility on 3CR. And right now I have got the wonderful Ev Morris over in Studio 3, and he is ready to play some improvised piano for us all. So I'm going to give it over to him right now.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Here we go. ¶¶
Thank you.
One more song. That was not really a song, but I'm going to play a song now. And I'm really grateful to be here on 3CR on Trans Day of Audibility. Thank you so much, Mars, for having me and Tilda as well. This song, I suppose the whole set has really gone out. I've been thinking the whole time about all my trans friends in Melbourne. And this song is one that I wrote when I was sort of early in my non-binary journey, kind of before realizing more about being a trans mask guy. And I used to sing it, obviously, in a much higher register, so I'm returning to singing slowly. I hope you enjoy it. open. It is unwritten. It is open. It is unwritten. Feel that dread. It is real. But let it pass on through your head. Don't let it sit with us here in my only bed. It is open. It is unwritten. It is open. It is unwritten. It is all. It is real, but let it pass on through your head. Don't let it sit with us here in my only bed. These thoughts are yours only for you. It's only you they're doing damage to. It is so much. I've been Ev Morris. This is 3CR. Happy Trans Day of Audibility and all the things. Bye.
Thanks so much for that, Ev. That was incredible stuff. We are on Trans Day of Audibility on 3CR, bringing you voices from trans and gender diverse programmers and communities. I'm Mars. This is our Music Matters special. I'm going to go to a few little announcements and then we'll have Ev in the studio to have a quick chat. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Trans Family is a 3CR supporter.
As we are human, so we are creative. Creativity is inherent within us all. Creating affirms more than consuming. No creative pursuit is gender bound. The trans, gender diverse and non-binary culture is valid, critical, vital and vibrant. The mainstream culture relies on our culture, not vice versa. The Trans Creatives Global Corporation presents the Trans Creator Radio, a cacophony of trans love, community and hubris. Trans Creator Radio is a community radio show whose principal interests are creativity, cultural hyper-awareness, extreme social assertiveness, minimal apologetics, and sheer ostentatiousness.
Fortnightly on Friday from 9 to 10 a.m.
Welcome to Trans Creator Radio on 3CR.
3CR, and it's Trans Day of Audibility. I'm here in the studio with Ev Morris, who
hello.
Has just hello, performed an incredible improvised piano set. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a really great opportunity. I love playing on the radio live.
Mm. Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, beautiful to be in studio, but so glad for our listeners out there.
Who yeah. to hear that. I hope they enjoyed it. Yeah. But I also feel like I was just enjoying just... Every time I improvise, I sort of think of it as an experience I'm going through.
Mm. Yeah.
And today it felt really special because I just love thinking about trans people.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to ask, you know, what was inspiration for your improv? So trans...
There was
trans
a lot people. Of anger in there today. Mm. It was like there's so much going on that I feel no release for in the world. And a lot of it doesn't even impact me directly other than it just feeling bad to know about, like genocide and stuff like that. But it's like, it's got to go somewhere, the feelings about all that. And I don't know, every time I try to make songs these days, it feels like not the right thing to do because everything's moving so fast and I want to just be in the moment. Mm. So improvising's been really cool fun. So yeah, that there was a lot of anger.
Yeah. Yeah, Tilda actually popped their head in at one point and was like, oh, this has really gone to a place.
Yeah.
So I think we all felt, yeah, really felt it. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, it's great to have, be able to share that outlet as well with mm-hmm. others.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is our Trans Day of Audibility, Trans Day of Visibility. How would you say transness has, you know, shaped or influenced your practice and your approach as a musician?
I mean, I feel like my musical practice has always been trying to show me what I don't see.
Mm.
So when I was early on playing drums and that, I was definitely trying to be a boy. And like, but it manifested in being like, I'm going to be the heaviest drummer. I'm going to be the fastest drummer. I'm going to be like better than all the boys, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, at some point then I also wanted to play with femininity. So then I moved back to doing pikelet stuff. Mm. Not back to, but started doing songs. And started to, I suppose I thought of pikelet as a pretty like feminine expression, or maybe even an expression of a child part of myself. But yeah, then something about that, I was like, I gave pikelet a funeral because I was like, no, actually I feel like pikelet is more femme and I'm moving away from that. So yeah, it's like pretty integral.
Mm.
My exploration of gender has always been infused in the music for sure. Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's like, the music and then also the stage itself provides this extra layer of space to experiment and kind of be
well, and
seen.
Also be get used to being perceived.
Yes,
for me, especially as a ADHD person, it's like been a really great journey to just let go of being concerned about that. Mm. And that's improvising has been a big part of it as well because it's almost like you have to embrace failure quite heavily when you do improv.
Yeah,
and I love that feeling, just like. And I do, I like to just live in the moment at the moment because you can't, I don't know how else to do it.
Yes. Both trans people and improvisational artists, very brave.
that's a crossover for sure. Plus I feel like when you're making your expression as a genderqueer person, like you sort of are also making it up, you know. You might try at first being like, oh, I'm going to dress like how men dress or how women dress, but then eventually you're like, how do I want to dress?
Yes. Yeah. Play and experimentation are very beautiful tools.
Mm.
I wanted to quickly chat to you too about, you know, you mentioned before in the final song that you played. That's a song that you released pre-testosterone, pre-voice change. And, you know, I think, you know, for myself as a singer and, like, trans person, I think for a lot of trans masculine people, like, voice change can be quite a scary concept when it comes to transition. And I think, yeah, there's also a lot of, sort of fear, and there's not necessarily like models around, you know, embodiment of voice post testosterone. There can be a lot of grief and loss kind of around, you know, these narratives of grief and loss around that. So
it's actually really beautiful that you frame it like that, because I didn't know that would happen. But during the last 3 years, I've stopped singing publicly, basically.
Yeah.
Because every time I would try to sing, I would just start weeping.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly emotional.
Yeah.
And I started to think, okay, well, I can't sing my own songs because they're too real for me. Yeah. All right, so I'll try and sing some other songs. So I started singing some crooner songs. I'm a really, really big fan of Perry Como.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm going to embody this crooner who's just like, I mean, so chill, you know. But then I get into the lyrics of Perry Como's songs and like start interpreting them through my own lens, and I'm like, hang on, I'm my father and I'm singing to my inner child, and it's like, now I'm weeping.
So, all birds lead to weeping.
Yeah, so. I do think that, and also I think that couples with the fact that, like, overall I'm just happier on testosterone. So, like, when it came to singing, it was like all this emotion would just, like, flow out of me.
Yeah.
So I've actually spent many years now, the last few years, just dancing and singing at the same time so that I can involve my body, and I've been exploring dance with a lot of dancers as well. So, like, it's become easier. But it's taken a lot of work, and I'm still not really there yet. Like, every time I go to do a gig, I'm like, yeah, I'll do songs. And then I'm like, no, maybe not. I'll sing. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I felt really grateful to hear you sing, and also saw you sing previously. I think, it's a gift for other trans masculine people. So
yeah, I'm going to keep pushing.
Yeah.
And literally for that reason, because it's like, I haven't seen many examples of it as well. And I think also the fact that maybe some people in Melbourne, at least, will have known me pre-transition.
Yeah.
The fact that then they can see the before and after, I think, is a nice thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so people can have a little less fear about it. Because I put off tea for probably about 5 years because I was worried about my voice.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely it had an impact for me as well.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, it's nice to be able to, like you said, you know, lean into some of the beautiful and kind of, yeah, the embodied parts of it that do feel good, that then make the hard parts all worth it as well.
Yeah.
And have spaces to explore that.
But I guess also, like I said earlier, that sense of embracing failure has also, that's been essential because, as anyone who's on tea will tell you, your voice is randomly going to change again. Like, you'll be like, oh, yeah, it seems settled. And then you'll do another little practice and you're like, wait a second. It's all rough again.
Yes, very in flux.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously voice, you know, what would you, like, I guess I'm curious, you know, what would you say is kind of like the reality for you as a trans musician in this city, on this continent? Like, you know, how do you feel like transition, or, you know, being trans has impacted your practice, your opportunities, like that kind of the landscape, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting for me because I did start playing music before, when I was perceived as cis. So I think I kind of had a good footing.
Yeah.
So I feel lucky in that regard, because I think it's harder if you're starting out as a trans person in this industry, for sure. But I will say, I think my relationship to the actual music industry at the moment is pretty dark. Like, I'm not really down with what's going on. I'm like, it's been on this steady decline since I've started music when I was 16, which I'm 43, so it's a long time ago now.
Yeah.
But I've always known it was going to get harder, so I've always been prepared. But it's like I'm the only thing that I'm into about music at the moment is the community and the expression. But the industry itself has really proven to be just the same as everything else in capitalism.
Totally. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, and I don't know that, I have no idea how my transness has affected my music in terms of career, because I don't know, it's like not, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But I've done a lot of work also in just collaborating more. Like, so I work with a lot of visual artists and dancers and sometimes film and TV, and that has been cool because now I just really enjoy the relationship between music and other things, that sort of synthesis that occurs between. And I think, like, that's kind of also me reckoning with transits, because it's like the internal world and the external world.
Yeah.
And having those two come together is, that's one of the most existentially challenging things about being trans, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
So music's so helpful in just making sense of all that. And I really encourage, even if you're like, I'm never going to have a career in music,
yeah.
I still think do it, because yeah. it's for us. 100%. It's for our bodies. It's for our minds. It's like yeah. our emotions. It's what it's designed for. So,
yeah, goosebumps hearing you say that. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I love music.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess, you know, in terms of community, like what would you like to vision, you know, for trans community, trans musicians, like trans music community, like what would you love the future to be for us?
Well, I have a fantasy of like a really sexy nightclub.
Amazing.
For trans people. I would really love for that to happen because I go to a lot of gay male spaces. Yep. And I say they're gay male spaces because that's how they are still, even though they say everyone's welcome. It's still called all this stuff that's to do with male genitals or like whatever, quote unquote male.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, I would love for us to have somewhere where we could just be big old sluts together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not have to feel like we're moving into some other kind of space that's already occupied by a queer community before us and is in that kind of essentialist gender, you know, way of thinking. That's something I'd love, but I'd also love, like more trans people in all media, TV, radio. I just want to see us doing cool stuff because I think we're really inspiring people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, probably about out of time, but before we get going, you know, is there anywhere stuff you've got coming up or where you'd like to send listeners to?
I've got a small gig coming up at Thornbury Bowls Club.
Awesome.
And I'll pop that on my Instagram. My Instagram is just my full name, Evelyn Ida Morris.
Yes.
Thanks again for having me.
Thank you so much for playing. It's been a real treat. Yes, we've had Ev Morris here on 3CR chatting music, playing amazing improvised piano. I'm going to go to a track now. This is Gender Affirmation Clinic by Wet Kiss. I've got about 30 minutes left on the show, so stick around because we've got after this Tilda bringing you The Vibe Consultant. This is 3CR.
Watch your eyes. does my room smell like gas? It's just the way you were born. And in this society, scapegoat is all I can be. Oh, you're so killable. I can say just what I want. I can use you like a toilet, and I can punch you and take all of my hate into your body. I can punch you. But here for me to loathe, like an apple hanging on a tree. All I have to do is take it. All I have to do is want it. You're so killable, disappearable. This one we need not protect. But this one's a freebie for our guns. And take this one to play. You bet. To have your way. Take hold. To give, or why you won't live.
it's not personal.
Just coming out now over the incredible and powerful track Scapegoat by Anoni. That one's a whole band, Anoni and the Johnsons, from the amazing album My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross. Came out in 2023. And I borrowed the CD from the library of this to play on the show because the insert of the cover has a really beautiful dedication. This whole album's really like meditations on and dedications to trans life. If you haven't listened to it, I think it's totally worth listening to the album all the way through in full. But I heard this first through borrowing the CD from the library, and I couldn't find this text anywhere else except inside the CD cover. So I thought I'd just read it out. Children, dance inside me now. Take hold of my limbs if it pleases you. Gay children who still suffer violence at the hands of their mothers and fathers, or who are born into communities and societies warped by religious fundamentalism and patriarchy. To all those babies, employ your ingenuity and survive if you can. Sacred trans children of Afghanistan, Nigeria, Iran, Poland, Russia, France, China, Morocco, Uganda, Georgia, Texas, Utah, Saudi Arabia, South Carolina, Baghdad, Siberia, Colombia, Senegal, and United Arab Emirates. Know that you are made of her body and that you belong to a sacred and ancient family that reaches back into the foundations of nature herself. Shine and turn into her secret light. She delights in your inspiration, your innovation, your deep beauty, and your mystic laughter. I have only ever believed in you, my love. If you ever feel alone, know that I will always wait here in eternity for you, only to treasure you far beyond their reach. Which is just really beautiful. And the whole album, I feel like, really embodies a similar sentiment. So definitely worth a listen all the way through. And before that, we listened to Gender Affirmation Clinic by Wet Kiss. Off their record from last year, Thus Spoke the Broken Chanteuse. It's got a lot of hype lately. It's a really beautiful album. You might also know Brenna and the members of Wet Kiss as former 3CR alumni from the show Sweet Dreams. It was a really great show music show that used to run on 3CR for many years, piece of our very own trans history. So we've got about 25 minutes left in the show, and I want to change the vibe a little bit. We're going to go towards a bit more of a poppy kind of electronic direction, starting us off for this section with a track by Amo Asu, a trans woman from the USA. She's incredibly funny and creative. Kind of a creative genius. Definitely check out her Instagram for some really good sort of bits that she's up to over there, but also an incredible musician, and toured a lot in Australia kind of back 2016 to 2018 or so, and has done some collabs with local artists. But this one is a cover of what I'd say is kind of a queer classic. It is Heartbeats, originally by The Knife. Hope you like it. This is 3CR.
Confused, one night of speed of truth. We had a promise made, four hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sense to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade, to carve our hands of a blood to lean on. Wouldn't that be good enough for me now? To carve our hands of a blood to lean on. Simple time.
I'm Simona Castricum, and you're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM.
was The Half Light by local artist and incredible, just amazing musician, community broadcaster, artist and community advocate for trans people, Simona Castricum, dear friend of mine too. Someone who, yeah, has been releasing music for at least the last 10 years or so under the name Simona Castricum, and for many years before that. And that track came off her 2020 album, Panic Desire. And someone who, yeah, just does such an amazing job of championing and supporting other trans artists, both through, you know, her own practice, but also through her label, Trans Brunswick Express. I was lucky enough to release my debut EP off that label a few years back. And she's also got the wonderful LXRP releasing with Trans Brunswick Express now too. And you can catch Simona playing on the 10th of April with Screensaver at the Cactus Room. And she's hopefully got some new music coming out this year, so definitely look forward to seeing that and see what Simona's got cooking for us at the moment. And before that, we heard Heartbeats by Amo Asu. It's a cover of the classic track by The Knife. Coming towards the end of the show, and it has been an absolute treat to be here today presenting a special edition of Trans Music Matters for you. Going to play a few more tracks before I head out, and we've got the Vibe Consultant up after this. This one's from Lonely Speck. They're a non-binary artist based in Tantania, Adelaide, and they released their debut album, Crown of My Spirit, last year. Really love the release, and it's got a lot of really interesting kind of genre fluid influences on this. Sort of, you know, you can hear some metal and more electronic influences as well. This track is called Breaking for the Mend.
Tell me again. this time. Yeah, they'll pick up the phone, be alright. You'll sing yourself to sleep tonight. You'll crash and cry and one day be just fine. Cut your hair again, go out, kiss your friends. It's not the first time, yeah, you got it.
Down here over the newest track from Looper J, the cool trans mask non-binary artist. This one's their single, it's called The Last Time, and got a lot of a sort of heavily inspiration from trans icon Sophie on that one, which we love to hear. And before that we heard Whole World by June Jones. It's off her most recent release, Would That It Were a Fortress. And started off the show with a much older release from June's former band, Two Steps on the Water. So we've kind of come full circle here. She continues to work so hard and put out so much amazing music. So definitely make sure you check out her Bandcamp, follow her on Instagram, see what she's up to. And we heard before that Breaking for the Mend by Lonely Speck. Just coming to the end of my show for today. It's been really amazing to be here for Trans Day of Audibility. Thanks first and foremost to all the trans artists who I played on the show today for putting this amazing art into the world. Special shout out to Ev Morris for coming in to the studio and playing live for us. It was an incredible set. And to everyone for persevering in the face of everything and continuing to create such a beautiful vision of the future. Just wanted to end with one final track. It's a relatively new release from Family. They're a collaborative project of Pacifica diaspora artists headed up by Ripley Kevara, trans and queer collective. And the visioning and community spirit is just so palpable on these tracks. The Bloodfire EP, it's available on Bandcamp as well. Happy Trans Day of Audibility/Visibility to you out there. Look out for the trans people in your life and hope you enjoy the rest of the afternoon on 3CR. History.
was an echo. Silence moment for my people, never let go. Lock us up, you made this ghetto. Burn the land, flood the valley, queens and meadows. You had no rights, you had no law. Are you telling me, didn't think we wouldn't put up a fight? You can't kill a dream, our spirit's alive. We live forever in the oceans and the mountain skies. Heat my flame, I burn the fire. Me got rocks, me got wood, me need no lighter. Don't see me under, I'll burn empire to dust. Pass this story, pass this song, lines of the system unjust. Yeah, let me rock you with this anthem. Move your feet, move your head, we claim our freedom. Fuck the system, crank your speaker to blast. Arms in arms, one by one, we back each other, we must. Yeah, got no sorry for your problem. Feel my peace, feel my rest, this is my judgment. Rebuild this nation, bring my story with us. From the evil, take me over our ancient past. Yeah.
They break it, we buy. Telling us lies, giving out fines to pay for their jet lines. Going for the kill, but we are immortal. Whisper to me, trees still grow through the cracks in the concrete. Call Papa to our